Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Business confidence in South Africa is up and now at its highest level since October 2015. The latest SACCI Business Confidence Index has come in at 118.1 for the month of November, up from 114.2 in October. The SACCI says businesses are taking encouragement from the country's new governing alliance, and that's despite the 0.3% dip in growth in the third quarter, which the SACCI says shows the importance of galvanizing cooperation between the public and private sector. On the subject of confidence, would you buy shares in the Springboks? Well, you may well get the opportunity. Late last week, you may recall me mentioning an alternative offer from a local consortium for the Boks commercial rights. This in opposition to the one that was voted down on Friday from an American private equity group. Well, Bloomberg's giving some more details this morning. The local group, a consortium comprising Altvest Capital, Easy Equities, 27-4 Investment Managers and Rainfin, has submitted a proposal to SARU to buy as much as 40% of the commercial rights to the Boks through a special purpose vehicle and to list it on the JSE, which means that you and I could buy shares in the SPV for as little as R1. Sounds too good to be true? Well, maybe, maybe not. Talk to shareholders and the likes of Manchester United for perspective. But I'm sure that if the offer comes up, thousands of people will take a punt, if only for sentimental reasons. FlySouth Air has written to Airports Company South Africa requesting a refund of all passenger charges for flights delayed on Monday. Well over 50 flights were cancelled, reports Business Day, after a valve on the main fuel line broke. Disruption was severe and knocked on to other airports around the country, particularly King Shaka in Durban. FlySouth Air's Chief Marketing Officer, Kirby Gordon, says the airline believes the situation was entirely preventable and that sufficient contingency systems should have been in place to avoid this failure. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with both the All-Share and Top 40 down 0.4% apiece, London's FTSE down nearly 1%. In New York, the Dow, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq were all down between a quarter and a third of a percent. Tokyo this morning down 0.7, Hong Kong down 0.1, Sydney down 0.4. The US dollar's firmed to 105 against the euro, the rand holding up 17.79 to the dollar, 18.73 to the euro, 22.73 to sterling. Gold at 2,697, platinum 947, Bitcoin just under 97,500, Brent crude oil just over $72.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.